好，我们接下来呢，我们就请 Victoria 来分享见证。好，那我们也请小平可以来帮忙翻译一下。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to everyone。
我今天在这里要大大的归荣耀于神。
I'd like to give glory and praise to God here today。
因为我们真的是非常的高兴欢喜。
Because we're very happy and just a lot of joy。
12月12号礼拜五下午3点刚过一点点。
On Friday, December 12th, a little after 3 o'clock。
我的女儿就收到了她所申请的这个大学通知。我本来没有想要说这个大学。
My daughter received the response from this school that she had applied to。
她得到了这个 early admission。
She got the early admission。
这是她的第一志愿。
This is her first choice university。
我为这个祷告整整4年。
I have prayed for this particular school for 4 years。
从她9年级进高中开始。
Since she entered high school。
我每次只要一想到我就祷告，一讲到就祷告。
Whenever I thought about the school, I started to pray for her.
那从11年级、12年级以后呢，祷告就更加迫切。
So since the 11th and 12th grade, I started to pray even more fervently.
这所大学它是讲求一点那个 legacy 的。
This particular university they really like to see some legacy.
那有的是真的是他是有预留一部分的位置是给那个所谓的王公贵族的。
And they also reserve some spaces for people who have relationship to the university.
然后有的呢是靠 sport.
And yeah, some of them 是用运动的机会进去。
对，又用运动的机会进去，有的是真的是全校第一名或是第二名的。
And some of them got in because they're the valedictorian or
and 然后有的是靠父母的关系，有的是靠就是很多很多的 community service， 有的是靠很多很多的那个学校的 after school 的 curriculum extra curriculum 课外活动。
So a lot of other people got in because they have great grades or they have tremendous community service hours or because of their parents.
那所以这个学校就是它是讲求这样的一个形态，它是讲求这样的一个 application 的。
And these are the requirements that this particular school is looking for.
那我就说实在话，我的女儿她也不是全校第一名，也不是第二名，她也不是全 A， 她没有她的成绩也不是顶尖的。是好，但是没有非常非常的好。
So to speak the truth, my daughter really she's not the valedictorian and or the I forgot the other one. But also her grades is not the best. It's not a straight A student.
所以我就求神做我跟我女儿最大的 legacy.
But I pray to God that He will be her biggest legacy.
也是我们唯一的依靠。
And he is our only refuge and reliance.
因为世上有哪一个王公贵族能够比得过他？
Because there's no prince or princess in this world that can be compared to him.
又有世上有哪一个王公贵族能够胜过他？
And who other royalty can be compared to our God?
因为我们所信靠的神乃是全能的上帝，全地的大君王。
Because the God that we trust is all powerful.
他是万王之王，万王之
王，
万主之主。
And he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
真的，有人靠车，有人靠马。但我们专要提说我们主耶和华的圣名。
People can rely on other things and strength, but we will only rely on our God and only His name.
所以，他就得到了这个 early admission. 我非常非常感谢神。
I really praise God because she received this early application.
我也要感谢我也要谢谢孙牧师和贝蒂师母。
And I also want to thank Pastor Joe and Betty.
在我女儿为了申请这个 early admission 在摇摆不定的时候，她一下决定她要申请，她一下又决定说不，我要等 regular admission， 我要等我要等1月1号的时候呢，在她这样摇摆不定的时候呢，孙牧师还有贝蒂师母为她祷告。
So when she was wavering between a regular admission or early admission, that a pastor and then his wife had prayed for her about her decision to do one way or the other.
我真的是非常非常感谢神，因为我们来到神的面前向他恳求，原不是因为我们自己的意。
We come before the Lord not because of our own will.
乃是因为他的大怜悯。
But because his power.
感谢神垂听，也感谢神应允而行。
I want to thank God for he has listened and then he has promised.
因为我跟我的女儿乃是称为他名下的人，而他乃是称为我们的救赎主的。
Because my daughter and I belong to him and we are called his people.
我真的非常非常感谢神，我们全家都非常高兴欢喜。
Our whole family is really thrilled about this decision.
因他使我跟我的女儿信靠他，不致羞愧。
Because he has made us to trust God without vain.
而且不但不致羞愧，反而使我们因主耶和华大大欢喜，我们的心真是靠神快乐。
Not only to know a shame, but because of his name that we are able to greatly rejoice.
我们的神曾用大能和生出来的膀臂创造天地，在他没有难成的事情。
He has used his arm to create this whole world, and in him there's nothing impossible.
愿一切颂赞和荣耀都归给我们所信靠的主耶稣基督。谢谢。
May all the praise and glory be to God forever. Thank you. We want to thank God to help them throughout this whole application process.
我觉得每一件事情呢，当他们在犹豫要不要提早申请的时候呢，就是给神一个机会，也给自己一个机会。
I just feel that whenever they have a hesitance, it that gives God an opportunity to help them.
来寻求神的旨意。
And also give them opportunities to seek God's will.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见很不知道要怎么办的时候，这是你人生最棒的时候。
So whenever you're faced with a difficult decision, this is the best time of your life.
因为你就要看见神在这个决定的事上，你尊他为主，他就把你承架在地的高处。
Because whenever you acknowledge him, then he will put you, he would also exalt you.
感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord.
那我们今天的信息分享，我们再要看到以弗所书第五章。
Our message today, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5.
让我们从今年年初开始讲这个以弗所书一直到今天最后一个礼拜。
We have started the book of Ephesians from the beginning of this year.
来到第五章，我觉得真的有很好的一个 ending 在这里。
There's a great ending here in chapter 5.
特别我们在数算自己的日子的时候，一天一天这样过。
Especially when we're numbering our days, that as we live day by day.
我们习惯有这样子的习惯，到了年终的时候，我们就坐下来好好的来稍微想一下。
Usually we're accustomed to reflect this past year.
在过去的这一年里面，到底我们做了些什么
？So what have we done during this year that's passed?
有什么事情是值得让我们高兴的
？What are the things that make us very happy about it?
有什么事情是让我们觉得焦虑的，甚至我们没有办法胜过的
？So what are the other things that make us anxious that we cannot overcome?
需要我们继续来努力的
？That we need to continue to work on.
还有什么事情是看见上帝的恩典这样子整年度的保守了我们
？And also what we have seen God's grace on our lives.
所以我们就有很多年终的反省。
So this is the time that usually is a good time for all of us to reflect upon the year.
所以我就鼓励大家在12月31号的时候呢，就是除夕的时候到教会来，我们一同来那个家庭守岁营，我们大家可以一起来。
So I would encourage all the brothers and sisters to join us at the year end. The family prayer camp. That's on not Christmas. It's New Year's Eve.
还有青少年他们要到祷告山去。
And then the youth that they're going to the prayer mountain.
也是给他们一个年初的时候，哎，我们怎么样看今年2015年来了，我们要做些什么？
So this is an opportunity for them to look ahead at what they will be planning for the new year.
然后他们在里面中午是不吃饭的。
They will be there and they would not have food for lunch.
就专心来寻求这一年神在他们生命当中有什么带领。
They want to focus on God and see how God will lead them in the new year.
所以你觉得你还没有孩子们还没有参加的话，鼓励他们可以一起去。
If your child has never participated, and we encourage you to encourage them.
好，我们来看以弗所书五章十五到二十一节。
So let's look at book of Ephesians chapter 5.
好，我们一同来念好吗
？Verses 15 to 21.
你念中文，念英文，一起来。
Yeah, let's do it together.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。这今天的这个主要的一个方向呢，我们会分享的方向在第十六节。
The main message of my sermon today is on verse 16.
讲到我们怎么样爱惜光阴。
It talks about how we make the most opportunity of time.
我相信我们从小到大，我们最常常作文，你如果在学校作文最常见的就是爱惜光阴这个题目，有没有人没写过的这个作文？
Since we were little, that we were always encouraged to write essays upon how to treasure time.
我们从小就被教导要爱惜光阴，爱惜时间。
We were taught since we were really little to treasure time and to make the most of it.
有一次我就觉得好奇，什么叫时间
？One time I was very curious, so I was asking myself, what is time?
我们可以给时间下一个定义吗
？Can we define time?
很难。
It's very difficult.
这个有一个在中世纪有一个很有名的神学家叫奥古斯丁。
There's a very famous medieval theologian Augustine.
他说什么是时间
？He said what is time?
如果没有人问我的话，我就懂。
If nobody asks me the question, then I know what it is.
但是你要问我叫我解释的时候，我就不懂了。
But if you want me to explain what it is, then I don't know what it is.
因为心有戚戚焉，什么是时间
？Because I understand what he was saying. So what is time?
好像有东西，又好像抓不到。
But it seems it's there, but you cannot grab it.
在科学界呢，有两派不同的看法。
In science, there are two different views.
有一派人呢，就像牛顿这一种。
There's one saying that's from like Newton.
他觉得时间是一个超然的存在。
Because he thinks that time is transcendental.
不管你人存不存在，我们在不在都没有关系，时间是永远在一直存在的。
Doesn't matter you or me or the universe exists, time is always there.
还有一种人呢，是另外像康德啊，就是一个很有名的哲学家。
The other theory is by a philosopher Kant.
他觉得呢，时间呢是一种我这样讲哈。是先天被赋予的直观形式。
This is a natural inborn form of intuition.
Believe it or not, 我大学很喜欢看这些东西啊。
Just to let you know, this is what I really enjoy in college.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是先于经验。
Because it's pre experience.
你还没有任何经验的时候。
Before you had even experienced it.
我们就被赋予一种能力。
We are given a ability.
对时间有感觉
，that we have some kind of a feeling about time，
就形容好像我们就戴上一个眼镜
，it's like we're just wearing our glasses。
这个眼镜是什么眼镜
？So what kind of glasses is it？
一个是时间，一个是空间。
One is time and one is space。
你一戴上去的时候
，as soon as you put on your glasses，
所有的事情都在时空的角度里面都变得有意义。
Then you enter the space and time and that makes it meaningful。
但是如果你今天没有这个眼镜的话
，but without the glasses。
你没有办法分析周围的因果关系，什么都混沌一团。
Then you cannot analyze any of the consequences of the reasoning of in your environment.
所以这个就是上帝的礼物给人的。
So this is a gift from God.
所以我们有能力来懂得感觉得到时间。
That we have the ability to understand what time is.
到底什么是时间呢
？So what is time?
有的人说很简单，时间就是生命。
Some people say it's simple. Time is life.
有人比较实际一点，时间就是金钱。
Some practical people would say that time is money.
有一次我跟一个姊妹聊天呢，她说她这样跟我讲。
One time I was talking to a sister, and this is the way she told me.
她说她老板跟她说，如果她在办公室呢，纸屑掉在地上的时候，不要去捡。
Her boss told her that if you see something that if it's just a waste of paper, then you throw on the floor.
因为你下班以后会有那个清洁工来吸地来把它清掉。
Don't pick it up because there'll be people, janitors that come after work to pick to vacuum the floor.
付你的钱太贵了，付那个清洁工的钱很便宜，所以你不要自己捡，你给清洁工捡。
So don't waste your time to pick up that piece of no use paper, but let the janitors do their job.
时间就是金钱。
So time is money.
那到底我们觉得基督徒时间是什么呢？
So what does it mean to us for Christians?
所以我们今天就要来思想一下，在我们回答这个问题之前呢，我们必须先来看一下圣经上面的一些人对时间的看法。
So let's before we define what it is, let's look at some of what the people say in the Bible talk about time.
我们来看一些的经文。
Let's look at some verses.
约伯记七章六节。
Job 7:6.
他说：“我的日子比梭更快，都消耗在无指望之中。”
It says that my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope.
就是快，只有一个感觉，就是快。
It's very swifty and
非常的就是抓不住，就快就过去了，没了。
You cannot grab it; it's fleeting.
还有一次呢，当雅各他到了埃及的时候，他为埃及的法老祝福。
So when Jacob went to Egypt and he was blessing the Pharaoh,
法老就问你今年贵庚啦
？And Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?"
他怎么说呢
？And how did he respond?
创世纪四十七章第九节。
Genesis chapter 47:9.
他说：“我寄居在世的日子是130岁。”
He said, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130."
但是他后面就喟叹出来，感叹出来。
But then his sentiments came
out. 他说：“我平生的日子是又少又苦。”
But he says, "My years have been few and difficult."
130岁，他的日子很少。
But he had 130 years, but he was saying that it was short and difficult.
就是不止很快，而且觉得很少。
It was fleeting, so he didn't feel that.
因为这个时候已经到他的晚年了，所以非常的就是觉得时间都没了，没有了。
Because it was he was coming to the end of his life, it felt like he had no more time.
我们再看诗篇九十篇，这是很有名的经文。
Look at Psalms 90. It's a very famous.
我们一同来念好吗？太有名了。
Let's read 90:10.
中文、英文一起来。我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。但其中所惊花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。讲到的是一个什么？转眼怎么样？空没了。而且呢，我们不是慢慢的走去，我们是什么？咻，飞了，不见了。就在形容那个快速的那种消逝感觉。
It's describing the how describing how the swiftness.
可以你发现说在圣经当中就是在给人一个观念，就是时间是很快的，很难掌握的。
So in Bible we see that it describes time as fleeting as a swifty.
那么我们今天讲要爱惜光阴，怎么个爱法呢？
So we said that we need to make the every opportunity of time, and how do we do that?
所以我们再仔细的来看什么叫做爱惜光阴。
So let's look at how do we treasure time.
爱惜光阴哈，这个原来这个意思哈，这原文的意思是说赎回光阴。
In the original translation, treasure time means to redeem time.
它这个赎回这个字呢，它是两个，是这个希腊字是两个字，字头呢是出来，字尾呢是买。
So redemption in Greek has two roots. One is to come out, and the other one is to purchase.
所以把这两个字都在一起，就是把它买出来。
So when you combine them together, it means to redeem.
所以这个字呢，在圣经的翻译就叫做被赎出来，用钱把它拿出来，拿回来。
So in the translation, it means that you have to purchase it back with money.
怎么个意思？什么叫做我们的时间要把它买回来呢
？So how do we redeem time?
我们想到赎金啊，赎价，你会想到什么？
So whenever we talk about ransom, what do we think about?
我们就想到说，哎呀，人被绑架了，要付赎金，把那个，比如说小朋友，然后被绑架了，然后你要把他赎回来。
So it's like sometimes when a child is kidnapped and then people are asking for ransom.
他这个孩子被掳走了，他有可能就被杀害了，有可能呢就被卖掉，然后去卖到一些社会上的一些黑暗的角落去，这样子去长大。
So when a child is taken captive, if no ransom is paid, he might be sold, he might be killed, or he might be put to work.
他可能去做坏事，可能会去偷，会去抢，甚至会去沦为 like 妓女这种，反正就是黑暗的事情。
or he could be fallen, or he or she could be fallen to steal, to rob, or even for a girl, maybe fallen as a prostitute.
所以他已经在强盗的手中了。
So he or she was robbed by this robber.
那我们很爱这个孩子，我们怎么办？
So we love this child so much. So what do we do?
所以古代的人就要把他赎回来。
So we have to pay a ransom to redeem.
现在的人就报警了，但是呢。 可能我们就是什么赎回来，用钱把这个失去的东西，把它从强盗的手里拿回来。So
these days that we could report to the police, but in the past we would just pay and then bring it back, bring the person back.
所以就是讲到我们的时间呢，基本上被掳走了。So
basically, it says here that our time is being robbed or stolen.
所以这边告诉我们说，我们要把时间把它赎回来。So
we need to redeem our time.
有很多的时候，我们的时间就是真的是被抢走了。It's
a lot of times it's like our time has been robbed.
所以当这个时间不在我们的手上的时候呢，它就是这样快就空掉了。So
when the time is not in your hands, then it just pass by.
你会发现都不是你的掌握，都是这样就不见了。It's
out of your control, and it's just like that. It flies away.
为什么？因为它在强盗的手上。
Why is that? Because it's in the hands of the robber.
而且呢，有一个坏消息啊。
So there's a bad news.
过去的就过去了，没有了。
Let bygones be bygone.
我们能够买回来的，就是那个孩子回来以后，如果他被掳了一年，那一年就没了。
So the only thing that we can do is we cannot buy back the year that was gone. We can only take him back and start from that point.
但是我们如果今天就把它买回来的话，就从今天开始，时间又是我们的了，孩子又是我们的。
If we ransom the child back today, then the child belongs to us again immediately today.
所以我们的未来，你觉得你的时间是要在强盗的手上，还是在你自己的手上呢？
So you decide what your future will be. If you want it to be in the hands of a robber, or if it should be in the hands of yourself.
什么叫做强盗？
So what is a robber?
就是你把你的东西抢走，叫强盗。
So the person who would take your things away.
所以当我们在看以弗所书这一段五章这一段经文的时候呢，我们可以分析一下，我发现有三种强盗。So
when I look at the book of Ephesians, I came up with three types of robbers.
三种强盗在抢我们的时间。That
they are like stealing our time away.
第一种强盗，我们看十六节。The
first one is verse 16.
他说什么？要爱惜光阴，因为什么？现今的世代邪恶。
It says that make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
所以就是讲到很多的时候呢，我们的时间是被邪恶拿走了。
A lot of times that our time is taken away by the evil.
大家都知道，当保罗在写以弗所书的时候呢，当时代也有很多的享乐、这种追求的、这种厌乐的东西。
We know that when Paul was reaching this book, that a lot of people at that time they were having a lot of the debauchery.
也就是我们怎么样把我们的时间从那种无目、没有意义的那种享乐的那种挥霍的那种那样子的一个活动里面呢，我们把它赎回来。So
the first type is how do we redeem ourselves from the self-indulgent type of activities?
我们知道今天呢的日子呢，比保罗写以弗所书的日子呢更复杂，更加的复杂。So
we know our days now is even more complicated than the days of Paul.
在过去的这个二十世纪里面呢，当电视发生的时候，许许多多的人就被电视占据了。So
when TV started, a lot of people were captivated by TV.
然后很多的人就是坐在电视前面，然后就是 switch channel, switch channel, switch channel.
So many people become couch potato and they just switch the commands, TV commands.
这是第一种强盗。So
this is the first type of robber.
把我们的时间全部抢走了。They
steal our time.
现在呢，不只是电视，还加上还有网络。So
now it's in addition to television, we have internet.
大量的时间花在网络上。We
spend a lot of time on internet.
有时候是有意义的。Sometimes
it's meaningful.
但是许许多多的时候是没有意义的。But
many times they are not.
许多的时候呢，我听到许许多多的家长在抱怨。So
I have heard a lot of complaints from parents.
他说：“我怎么样能够把我的孩子从电脑的游戏上面把他转出来
？”So how do I get my students or my children from the online gaming？
有的家长都不知道怎么处理了。A
lot of parents do not know how to deal with such a situation.
想要关他的电脑，想要拔他的线，想尽各种的方法。
There are many ways like turn off the computer, turn off the Wi-Fi.
但是有的孩子甚至。 上了瘾了，他如果不这样做，他会好像 好像那个吃药的人，他没办法 function 了。
But some children are actually become addicted to internet that they cannot control themselves.
所以他一回家就想到的就是做这件事情。
So whenever they are, as soon as they get home, this is the first thing that they would do.
他没有做这件事情，他心里面就烦躁，就觉得不是，就觉得他没有办法，他不能不想这个事情。
So they cannot function if they don't go online.
脾气变得暴躁。
They become irritated.
这都是上瘾的征兆。
These are all symptoms of addiction.
而且他不能自动的、自由的可以说离开，我不要玩了，我可以不要玩，他不能。
And they cannot free themselves from going online.
还有许多人在网上面交友，很多的这种不认识的人。
And we know a lot of people make friends online as well.
大家都戴上一个面具。
And everybody put a mask over themselves.
好像都很酷，很。
And everybody seems cool.
但实际上都不是真的。
But that's not the reality of people.
有的人在网上看色情的东西。
And people also watch pornography.
花很多的时间在看这些东西。
They spend a lot of time on it as well.
到一个地步，有的人甚至离不开。
To the point where they cannot get away from it.
时间。
Time.
被偷走。
Is stolen.
而且品格被践踏了。
And character stained.
还有一种呢。我们喜欢在网络上面买便宜的东西。
And the other problem is that we like to shop online.
好不好
？Is it good?
很好。
Very good.
好不好
？Is it good?
不好。
It's not good.
看你怎么买。
Depends on how you compare the price and how you buy.
我自己常常会犯这种错误。
I often make the same type of mistakes.
要买一个东西，或者教会要一个东西，我就去找便宜的，要做忠心的管家。
If I have to get something for the church, then I just become a loyal servant.
买一包漂亮的纸，哪里最便宜
？So even for a ream of paper, I want to find the best.
用来印海报，教会的海报的纸哪里最便宜
？I want to buy the poster paper.
全世界都在找。
I look around the world on the internet.
哪里最便宜？
Where can you find the cheapest?
不小心看过去，哎呦，半小时过去了。
Before you know it, half an hour is gone.
省了多少钱
？How much money do you save?
Maybe 一块钱。
Maybe a dollar.
一块钱花了你半小时。
It cost you 30 minutes.
聪明吗
？Is it smart?
可能不是太聪明。
Probably not so smart.
就像那个老板讲。
Just like that boss.
留给清洁工去做吧。
Just leave it to the janitors.
我们有更重要的事情要做，这个时候我们就要衡量。
We have more important things to do.
我们的时间到底花在哪里
？We really need to gauge where we spend our time.
我们现在都被网络抓住了。
We are all captivated by internet.
所以我们要懂得分辨。
So we need to discern.
求神来帮助我们。
And may God help us all.
在以弗所书他讲到第十八章的时候，
十八节的时候。
他特别讲到说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.
这就连到这个世代邪恶，就讲到这种荒，就是就就着私欲的这种荒宴、醉酒这些事情。
So it talks about these debauchery that's like excessive self-indulgence.
就是我们有许许多多的时候呢，我们就把被世界也影响，我们就这样子。堕落在一些没有意义的活动里面。
So many times we're also falling in the trap of this world.
所以呢，甚至像酒一样，古代没有网络啊，但是什么会抓住人呢？酒会抓住人。
So in those times that it's the wine that would captivate people.
所以呢，他说不要被酒抓住，要怎么样？要被圣灵充满，也就是说，我们要听从圣灵的管制。
So it says there that do not get drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit.
能够听从圣灵的引导，然后受圣灵的带领。
Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所得到的那是一种喜乐跟平安。
And what you get is the joy and peace.
所以我们再看彼得前书第二章第四章第二节第三节。
And let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
好，我们一同来念好吗
？Let's read read verses 2.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。讲到时候已经够了 ，That's enough.
That's what it says. It's time. It's enough.
就是我们把 就是外面的世界，不管是任何的这种没有意义的活动，占据我们的时间。That's enough.
We have spent enough time in all those activities.
只要从什么？从神的旨意在世过余下的光阴。
So we want to spend the rest of the life in God's will.
我们的光阴都叫做余下的光阴啊。
The time we have is called the rest of time.
因为前面的都已经被掳走了。
Because whatever in the past is gone.
所以我说我们要很小心，有第一种强盗抢我们的时间。
So we need to be very careful because the first robber will rob our time.
就是这些没有意义，甚至败坏我们品格的这些的活动。
Are all these meaningless activities or the things that even would rob our character?
第二个强盗。
The second type of robber.
我们来看。
Let's take a
look. 第十五节。
It's in verse 15.
他说，第十五节 ，OK， 我们一起来念好吗？来。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。好，他讲到说，我们要谨慎的来行事。
It says here that we have to be prudent, be careful.
那我就后面讲到像愚，不要像愚昧人，像智慧人。
It says that do not act as the unwise, but like the wise.
什么叫做谨慎行事呢
？What does it mean by being prudent?
我就很有兴趣去查一查，它原来是什么意思啊？
So I look it up and see what it means.
其实那个字最精准的翻译呢，叫做极其精准。
The precise translation means that it's extremely precise.
这个字的意思就是很，就是经过很多的研究，很多的事情的内部的这些状况，你都去研究清楚呢，然后你做一个很准确、很准确的判断跟准确的一个行动。
So after all your research of all the things that you need to do, and you're just on target of what you're supposed to do, and being precise about it.
也就是说，你对整个事情呢，都已经知道这些重要性，还有它的这个准确度在哪里，你就准准确确的去做一件事情。
So you know all the scope of things that you're supposed to do, and then you execute it also in precision.
如果我们没有的话呢，就叫做愚昧人。
If we do not do it the way it's supposed to be, then it's called unwise.
有的话叫做智慧人。
And if you do it the way it's supposed to be, it's called the wise.
所以我看过许许多多的不同的的人，好，他就是有的人做事是非常有计划、有条理的。
So I've seen people do things very differently. Some people do it in a very orderly manner.
有的人做事是很路，是很松散，然后是打迷糊仗型的。
And a lot of people just they don't have a plan, just like they fight in air.
这边讲到聪明人、愚昧人跟智慧人就有一个差别。
So there's a difference between the wise and the unwise.
就是智慧人他做事呢是有计划、有条不紊的。
So the wise people they have a plan when they do things.
那愚昧人呢，他的步调、生活步调是没有计划，所以步调是乱糟糟。
So in the unwise they do not have a plan, so their life just goes as it comes.
他的时间运用呢也是非常的混乱，常常到最后忙来忙去，都瞎忙一场。
Many different things, and they become very busy but accomplish nothing.
到最后呢，一事无成。
And nothing is accomplished.
你问他忙不忙，他说很忙。
If you ask them, are you busy? Very, very busy.
你再问他说你今天做了什么？不知道。
What did you do today? I don't remember. I don't know.
因为没有计划，所以没有结果。
Because there's no plan, there's no result.
所以我们就要懂得怎么样在安排我们的时间。
So we need to know how to plan our time.
在箴言第六章第六到八节。
In Proverbs 6, verse 8.
他说到懒惰人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可得智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。
It tells people to go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler.Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest.
就讲到他会早早的计划，然后准确的去行动。
Because they plan ahead of time and then they do it.
有一个有一句很有名的话，富兰克林讲过啊。
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 他说 ，If you fail， 这是英文啦。If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail.
他说，你如果没有计划，你就是计划要失败。
对，你在计划这件事情上失败的话，你就计划去失败。
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
这很难翻译哈，就是说没有计划，准准的会去失，就是会失败。
So if you don't have a plan, then you're destined to fail.
你没有想好的话，你没有精准的去行动的话，一定会失败。
If you do not have precision in your execution, then you're destined to fail as well.
我们每一天的工作，每一个礼拜的工作，哈，都应该是有计划的。
So, each week we have so many things to do. We should have a plan.
之前呢，我也是一个对时间很路，就是很松散的人。
I'm the type of person that I do not plan my time.
然后我就学习怎么样来 improve 这件事情。
So I learned how to make it better.
所以我就学到一件事情，每一个礼拜第一天工作的时候。早上一开始的时候，我做的第一件事情呢，一定是把这一个星期要做的事情把它全部写出来。
So then I learned on the first day of my work week that I will put down everything I need to do this week.
然后做一件事情就 cross out， 就擦划掉一件，做一件就划掉一件。
So I cross out each item after I accomplished it.
等到这一周结束的时候呢，我就可以看得到我做完了哪一些事。而且呢，哪一些事情呢没有办法做完的，我可以到下个礼拜再计划进去。
So after each week, I know that what I have accomplished and what needs to be continued.
以前不是，以前就是浑浑沌沌，就是想到这个就做这个，想到那个就做那个，所以整天都是不知道在做什么。
So in the past, I usually just react to what needs to be done at the time, and so at the end of the week, I don't know what I have done.
在我们当中也有很多是在家里面教孩子的，我相信呢，这个是非常的重要，怎么样定每一天的 schedule。
So many of us are homeschool parents that we need to have a schedule to do all the things that our kids need to do.
如果我们没有 schedule 的话，除非你的脑子真的很好，要不然的话就在混时间。
If there's no schedule, we know unless that you have a very very sharp mind, otherwise the time could be lost.
你会落在一种状况，就是事情来了你去解决，事情来了你去解决。
We will fall into a trap that we only react to what's happening.
而不是一个整全的计划。
And it's not a plan that we're executing.
啊，这样是很累的。
This is a very tiring thing to do.
所以呢，我们做事情要有计划，然后呢，有计划呢，就精准的，马上就去迅速的去做。
So we should have a plan, and after we have a plan, then we need to execute the plan with precision.
事情呢做掉以后呢，就没有事。
After we accomplish one task, then we don't have that thing to do.
不做掉呢，就有事。
If we do not finish that thing, then we still have more stuff to do.
你知道一个没有事的人，像退休的人，他是没有事。
So we know a lot of retired people, they don't have things to do.
轻不轻松呢？
Is it easy?
心里面当然轻松，没有重担。
Emotionally, it's easier.
有的人就是把事情呢，他要做这个事情，但是他一直拖着不做，那个事情就一直在心里面成为他的重担。
So,if you do not finish something, if you keep procrastinating, then that becomes a burden.
所以天天就这个事情就会想一下，没事就想一下，因为没有去积极的行动，所以永远就在那个地方。
Because you did not finish it, you always just think about it, and that becomes gradually becomes more of a burden.
但是如果你决定你要迅速的把它解决，你一做完以后呢，就从你的那个单上就拿走了，你就退休了。
So once you quickly ask you that on the list, and then you cross it out, and you know that's it. You retire from that particular task.
所以，当我们在特别是在建堂的那段时间呢，太多太多的事情。
During our building construction, there's so many little details.
我就真的是在这当中也在学这个，就是很多的事情，这个太复杂了。然后怎么去 manage， 非常大的一个学习在里面。
So throughout that whole process, it was my learning experience to how to deal with all this different tasks that needs to be accomplished.
我就发现呢，不能拖，一拖的话呢，事情就累积起来，就把我们压得很累。
And I found out that we cannot procrastinate. We need to finish everything that's on whatever we have to do right away. Otherwise, it really becomes a big burden.
我们累是因为那些事情思虑烦扰，让我们很累。
We're tired because those things make us to think about it.
但是你只要把它做掉，不管做得很好还是 OK， 不管怎么样，你把它做掉以后，这件事情就离开你了。
But once you finish that task, doesn't matter if you do it really well or just finish it, it just relieves you from the worry.
我们心里面就轻松了。
Then we feel very easy.
所以我们要知道说，这一些的拖延是实际上是折磨人。
So we need to understand that procrastination is not a good thing.
还有的人呢，我们很容易迟到。
And a lot of times, many of us are tardy.
我们上班会迟到，我们来教会也都会迟到。
We go to work late and we come to church late.
这一方面呢，我也很有经验。
And I'm a very experienced person in this particular area.
因为我是一个很容易迟到的人。
And I'm a very person of tardiness.
我最近有一个领会。
Recently, I have a realization.
我从家里到教会大概十分钟的路。
From my house to church is about 10 minutes.
我以前要来教会，比如说随便讲一个事，比如说十点要来教会。
For instance, I need to be here at 10 o'clock.
我会九点五十分的时候呢，看看表，九点五十，我现在该穿衣服了。
And then at 9:50, I decide
我要到教会了。
To put on my clothes, I need to go to church.
然后呢，等到我坐上车的时候，已经十点了。
And by the time I sit in my car, it's 10 o'clock.
我现在才真的学会了。
And now I learned.
从我说要去教会了。
From the time I said I need to go to church.
到我坐到车上打那个 start the engine 的时候。
And by the time I sit in my car and start the engine.
需要十分钟。
I need 10 minutes.
所以我要到教会十分钟到的话呢，我要二十分钟就要行动。
So I need to give myself 20 minutes to, in order for me to be at church in 10 minutes.
所以我就学习怎么样研究过所有的细节呢，然后准确的行动，我就不会迟到。
So I research and I learn all this little detail so to prepare myself for not being tardy.
这件事情呢，会成为我们生命的祝福。如果我们真的能够学准时，然后学习怎么样来计划，会成为我们生命，我们会活得很 easy。
So if we learn how to plan our time and also prepare ourselves for it, it will become a blessing in our life.
所以当我们来到教会的时候，有的人是刚刚好到，有的人是迟到，然后人都是急急忙忙。
So a lot of us come here late or just in time, but we're all in a rush.
另外有一种人，他是找到在这边很 relax.
And then there are other people that they come here early and they just relax.
我们同样来聚会。
And all of us come here for
有的人就是很紧张。
Some people are in a rush.
有的人很 relax.
And some people are very relaxed.
差别在哪里？
What is the difference?
一个叫愚昧人。
One is called the unwise.
一个叫智慧人。
And the other is called the wise.
就差在 planning, 计划。
That's the difference, the planning.
所以求神帮助我们能够成为一个有智慧的人。
So may God help us to become the wise people.
这是第二种强盗。
This is the second type of
rob. 从什么？从拖延迟到这种没有计划的没有把我们时间都抢光了。
It rob us, I mean, it rob us and make us being procrastinating.
第三个强盗。
And the third type of robber.
最后这个强盗。
This is the last type.
第十七节。
It's on the verse 17.
他讲到不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
It says here that do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
要明白主的旨意，然后呢，对照的是糊涂。
The contrast here is understand what the Lord's will is, and the other one is foolish.
什么叫糊涂？
What is foolish?
这个字呢，我也去查了以后，我发现呢，它有比较深的一个意思。
I also look up this word, and it has actually a deeper meaning.
那个意思是说，因为眼光短浅，所以看不到事情的全貌，以至于呢，忽略了最重要的事情。
It says there that the foolishness means that you just are short-sighted and you cannot see the overall picture, and so you lose the most significant part.
所以当我们这样的时候，我们看不到全部的这个事情的时候，我们就忽略重要的事情。什么是重要的事情？就是主的旨意。
So when we are short-sighted, we overlook the most important part, which is the will of the Lord.
也就是说，我们在生命当中，我们都有会最重要的事情，但是我们没有在做一些不重要的事情。
All of us have very important things in our life, but all of us may have chosen not so important things to do.
所以糊涂的意思就是我们不明白什么是最重要的事情，然后我们所做的都是次要的。
So foolishness means that we do not know what's the best, but we always choose the secondary best.
如果你在工作的时候呢，你很努力的做到最后呢，你告诉老板说你这样子加班做出来了，老板说这不是我要的。
So it's like when you're working and you work overtime and accomplish something and give it to your boss, and boss said, this is not what I want.
我要你做的是这个，那个时候呢，你所有的工作呢都是没有用。
And he said that I want you to do this, so all your labor was in vain.
你想这个老板会很赏识你吗？
Do you think your boss would like what you do?
不会，因为你是一个很努力的，但是不够聪明。
You even though you are very hardworking, but you are not wise.
糊涂意思就是看不清楚重点在哪里。
So foolishness means that you don't know what the most significant thing is.
我相信我们每一个人，神在我们的生命当中都有一个旨意。
I believe God has a purpose in every one of us.
神也要给我们每一个人有一个人生的意向。
And God will give all of us a vision of life.
所以到底我们该在这一生里面我们做什么？
So what should we do in this life?
我们都知道我们要祝福周围的人。
We know we have to bless the people around us.
但是哪一些人是真的是你祝福的对象
？But who are the people that you should bless?
你用什么方式去祝福他
？And how do you bless them?
这是根据每一个人的恩赐，根据每个人的负担，神会加给我们。
This is based on your calling and based on your talent.
如果你说我所有的事情啊，我都想做
，And I want to do everything.
家人有家人的需要。
There are needs from the family.
工作有工作的需要。
There are needs, demands from work.
你去看到无家可归的人也很多。
And you saw the homeless people on the street.
还有排在那个 Social Security 社安局前面领救济金的也很多。
And you see people who needs help.
还有人躺在医院里面没有人安慰。
You also see the patient, lonely patients in hospital.
孤儿院也有很多孤儿。
And there are orphans in the orphanage.
老人院也有些无依无靠的老人。
And you see a lot of people in the nursery home.
你走在路上到处都是需要。
There's needs everywhere.
是不是这些需要重不重要
？Are these needs important？
重要。
Yes, they're very important.
但是，是不是你一定要去做这件？现在要做
？But is it for you to do these things right now？
所以每一件事情都很好。
Everything is good.
但是发生在我们身上就不那么美。
But somehow when it happens to us, it's not that beautiful.
因为我们可能会做很多的事情，虽然是好，但是不是神要我们当时要去做的事情。
But we can do a lot of good things that we think, but it's not the will of the Lord.
我们看不到整个生命的这个主轴，所以我们就会让我们的生命呢无端的就耗费掉。
We cannot see the core of our life, and so we cannot focus on our energy for the most important thing.
所以啊，我知道像我女儿，她们有很喜欢怎么样，就是在音乐系里面呢，他们偶尔会大家都用自己不会的乐器来演奏，然后表演一套。
So I know my daughter's is the music major, and then sometimes they like to use the instrument that they don't know, but they will put together.
可能拉小提琴的去吹喇叭啦。
So the violinist would go play the trumpet.
弹钢琴的可能去拉大提琴咯。
The pianist would go try the cello.
好不好
？Is it good?
很 fun.
It's fun.
但是真的很不能跟正式的相比。
So is it going to work? Is it going to sound like a good orchestra?
所以我们可以做很多的事情，但是呢，不是做那个最重要的那件事情。
But if we don't do the most important thing,
我们发现许许多多在圣经里面的人，他们都非常的清楚他们要做什么。
So in the Bible, we know there are a lot of people. They all know what they are supposed to do.
神呼召摩西的时候，他就清清楚楚知道，我就是带领以色列人出埃及。
So when God called Moses, he knows that he was supposed to take the Israelites out of Egypt. And 40 years he did that.
神呼召保罗的时候，他是知道他要成为外邦人的使徒，在外邦传福音。
So when God called Paul, he knew what he was supposed to do is to become the apostle.
他就到处在欧洲到处传福音，到处旅程来传福音。
He traveled around in Europe and became a missionary.
花了许许多多的时间，
所以 spent a lot of time.
我们要做什么
？So what are we supposed to do?
神给我们的到底我们的方向，我们的意向，服事的意向是什么
？So what is our direction? What is the vision of our service?
除了 daily 我们在这样过以后，有没有更一件重要的事情是神要你在这一生来完成的？
So in addition to our daily chores, what is it that God wants us to do in our life?
如果神给你一个有教导的恩赐的话，你是不是该在教导的事情上面好好来想一想，我怎么样用教导成为别人的祝福
？So if God give you a teaching talent, so are you supposed to focus on that and help more people?
或者你如果是有一个怜悯的人的恩赐的话，是不是看看神怎么样来用你
？And if you're compassionate, so how do you seek God and ask Him how to help other people?
有时候我想，那个在圣诞节，我们有时候会做那个鞋盒礼物的那个鞋盒的礼物，这是一个很简单的 idea， 就是把鞋盒里面装礼物送到需要的地方，是很简单的 idea， 但是可以变成一个很大的 ministry。
So in Christmas time that we have the Christmas gifts in box that's sent out
shoebox
sent out to around the world for needy people.
所以神可以用着每一个人做大事。
God can use every one of us to accomplish big things.
所以呢，我们如果没有这样做的话，我们这一生到临终的时候呢，我们会后悔的。
If we don't do that, if we don't do things according to the will of God, we will regret at the end of our life.
所以呢，我们在任何的时候。我们要问我们的时间被谁抢走了
？So every time when we do things, we want to think about who has robbed our time.
我们是不是在做一些没有意义，甚至是不好的一些事情，让我们的时间都花费掉
？Are we spending time in meaningless activities?
还是我们在迟到、在拖延，然后没有计划，让我们的生命、让我们的生活乱糟糟，这样子时间就花掉
？Or are we procrastinating and not being on time all the time?
还是我们在做的不是我们真正神要我们做最重要这一生当中的事情？我们
Or we're not doing what God wants us to do.
到时间终点，到生命终点的时候，我们在那边后悔。
And then we will regret at the end when we come to the end of our life.
我们要问自己一个问题。
We need to ask ourselves.
What should I do now? 我们现在要做什么？这是我们常常要问自己的一个问题。
This is the question that we should often ask ourselves.
神给我们每个人一生大概就是2万到3天，3万个日子。
God has given each of us about 20,000 to 30,000.
我们能怎么来用
？How do we use it?
神借着每一个日子都成为一个机会。
God has used every day as an opportunity.
用这个机会能够来做神要我们做的事情。
To use this opportunity to accomplish God's will.
所以呢，爱惜光阴，我们在 NIV 里面它怎么翻呢
？So in NIV, how do we translate treasure the time?
Make it, 我们来念英文可以念吗
？Let's read the English.
Making the most of every opportunity, 就是这个。Making the most of every opportunity, 把握机会呢，该做的就赶快去做。
So just grab the time and then we just do it.
所以任何时候你就问自己这个问题。
So at any time we just ask ourselves.
我现在该做什么
？What should I do now?
我们就能够从三个敌人、三个强盗的手上把我们的时间再 redeem 回来。
Then we can redeem our time from the three types of robbers that we talked about.
求主来帮助我们。
May God help us.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你在年终的时候，你给我们一个机会，让我们就来到了以弗所书第五章这一段经文，我们就看见主啊，我们真的很多的时候，我们在时间的管理上面，或者我们对整个生命的历程上面，我们会有一些的盲点。主啊，求你来帮助我们，也给我们智慧。开我们的眼睛，让我们看见时间真的是稍纵即逝就没有了。那我们怎么样，主啊，你给我们恩典，让我们看见我们该做什么事，让我们好好的寻求的时候，你也把你对我们一生的计划来启示给我们，好叫我们真的能够行在你自己的路上，以至于我们到老的时候，主我们见你面的时候，我们可以说我们该做的我们做完了。主啊，求你来带领我们每一位在你面前，当我们谦卑寻求你，主你就来带领我们，也给我们力量，让我们能够离开一切不当的这些的活动，也让我们进入你的圣洁里面。求主带领我们成为一个买赎时间的人。是的，谢谢主，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。好，我们来唱诗歌，当见主面。